I sure do appreciate being. I appreciate this gracious man of God you have here. Amen. Good to be acquainted with him and with y'all. But I got a thing or two I'd like to share with you before I preach. I was picked up a newspaper yesterday, and we are really in worse trouble in this nation than what we think we are. Picked up a newspaper and seen where a lot of the Southern Baptists had pulled out of the Southern Baptist Association and going over and joining up with the Islamic. That just don't sound good to me.
No, sir.
Not a bit in this world. I tell you, we need some old-time, old-fashioned Holy Ghost preaching, turning back to God. And I don't know a thing in the world about the man. You may know him. I have heard of him. But Rod Parsley, I heard him interviewing him the other day on the radio. I'm going to get to our text in a minute. I heard him interviewing him on the radio the other day, and they asked him what was the cause of our problem, of our nation being in the shape it's in. Now, fasten your seatbelt. I'm going to say just what he said. He said it's not the Islamic that's the cause of our problem. He said it's the churches of our day. He said the divorce rate in the church was just as high as it was in the world. He said the alcoholic, drinking alcoholic beverages was just as high in the church as it was in the world. He said the use of dope was just as high in the church as it was in the world. There's our problem. We are not in the church age today really hanging in with God. Got your Bible, turn with us to the book of Job. Look in God's divine library tonight and see what he had to say about this man. I want to read several different passages to pick out one a little phrase in the Word of God that God laid on our heart a few days ago, sitting on the front porch of reading this book. And God just stuck this phrase in our heart, and I just can't get over it no other way, I guess, but just preach it. But in the book of Job, chapter number 1, we're going to read and see what God said about Job. Now, man's got all kinds of ideas and opinions, but this is what God said about Job. This is in God's library. If you could walk through heaven and look in his library, you'd see what this is what God had to say about Job. It wasn't the local church, but it was God himself. Job chapter 1 and verse number 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Thank God, that's what God said. That wasn't what man, that's what God said. Chapter number 2 and verse number 1, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan come also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou hast moved me against him to destroy him without cause. Amen. Again, God still calling him a perfect and upright man. And Job chapter number 22, I'll read probably the whole chapter. It's not very long, but I'll read this. This is where Eliphaz was talking to Job, accusing him. Now, you remember what God said about Job. Amen. Nothing I say but what God said about Job. Then Eliphaz, the Temanite, answered and said, can a man be profitable unto God? as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself. Is it any pleasure that the Almighty that thou art righteous, or is it gain to him that thou mayest make thy way perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter in with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great and thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothes. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink. Thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he hath the earth, and the honorable hath man dwell in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are around about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee. O darkness, our darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of water covereth thee. Is God not in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are covering to him, that he may not see, that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflowed with a flood, which said unto God, depart from us, that we and what we can... Let me read that again. Which saith unto God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he will fill their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thy hand. Job chapter 42, verse number 5 and number 6. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. You may be seated if correctly reading tonight. Now we know that the Bible said that God recorded in his word that Job himself was a perfect man, upright, one that feareth God and eschewed evil. Amen. Now, I believe myself personally that word perfect, as being used there, is God saying that Job was walking in all the light that God gave him. Amen. I believe that's what we need in our day today. And you'll find back in previous chapter number 21, but Job answered and said, hear diligently my speech, and let this be your consolation. Suffer me that I may speak, and after that I have spoke, just mock on. Amen. Amen. Now Job, hear what the problem was, Thank God when the God's men come before the Lord, how to worship Him, here come the devil also before Him. And you'll notice in the reading of the Word of God, the devil never did mention the name of Job. The devil knew that God had him hedged in, so the devil did not mention him. It took God Himself how to mention Job unto the devil. Amen. And would you like to get in a place with God that the devil wouldn't even mention you? It'd take God, amen, to bring you to His attention. Amen. God bless your heart tonight. That's a state that I really would like to be in. Thank God. But you read on down here, he was bringing accusation against the man that God said was perfect. I'd like to take our text tonight out of chapter number 22 and verse number 21, where Eliphaz was telling Job, saying, acquaint thyself with him, and be at peace, therefore good shall come unto thee. I'd like to preach tonight on the thought of acquaint thyself with him. Amen. Here man was telling Job, you need to get acquainted with God. And God, Job could have very well told him, said, well, I know God. You're the one that needs to get acquainted with him. Amen. God bless your heart. All Job was doing through this whole book, Job knowed that there was a conversation, or didn't know that there was a conversation going on in the other world. Job didn't have no idea. He didn't have a television to turn on and get ABC, CBN, CBS, ain't got any of the rest of the newscast to find out what was going on. God had laid him out before the devil. Thank God, he didn't know what was going on. But he knew, thank God, that his trust was in the Lord. Amen. And suddenly the man here said, what you need to do is get acquainted with God. I'm not going to preach too much tonight on Job, but I want to preach on that thought of acquaint thyself with God. Amen. I'd like to use this little illustration. Back 7 years ago, amen, I heard your dear pastor's name. I never had met him, but I'd heard about him. And I'd go, amen, when you told me, I talk about Toby Powers, I'd have known exactly who you was talking about, but I never had got acquainted with him. I got a hold of some tapes that he had preached. Amen. And if somebody said Toby Powers, and this is a tape of him, I'd have known who he was, and I know how he preached, but I never had got acquainted with him. I'm saying that to say this. I'll say there's a lot of people sitting in the house of God that knows all about the Lord, but never has met him. Had sang in the choir, amen, stand and testify, I pay their tithes, I'm faithful to the house of God, but they never have been acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen tonight. That's the whole thing. I thought about in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, where the Bible talks about how we had yielded our members unto unrighteousness. But Paul said, I thank God that you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. This is not a knowledge thing. This is a heart thing. Amen. You can hear about God and hear about God and hear about Christ and bust hell wide open. But I'd like to encourage you tonight to get acquainted with Him. It rocked on that right here to His name. Several years later, I'd hear tapes of him. But one night on up in the Sand Mountain at a preacher's meeting, amen, I got acquainted with Brother Tobe. Amen. I met him face to face as I was a little child. Amen. Growed up and I went to the church at where I pastor at now. Went there during revival. I'd hear them old time preachers. I didn't have the Roman road. Amen. I'll preach from the top of my head to the sole of my
feet again that mess. Amen. I brought it out at home this morning. It's between a sinner and God Almighty. Amen. I can't repent for you. I can't pray a prayer for you. That woman come to the well one time. Amen. God began to deal with her. He didn't deal with her money. He dealt with her adultery. Amen. I said that to say this. When you come down here, ain't no use of looking at me and think I can pray for you. I don't know what God is dealing with you about. Amen. That man one time that had all the wealth that he had and come to the Lord, talking about the commandments, he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. He said, one thing thou lackest, I sell that you have, and go and give it to the poor. He didn't deal with adultery with that man. He dealt with where his heart was on his riches. How can anybody pray a prayer for anybody when they don't know what's in their heart? Amen. Thank God it's going to take a sinner, a broken-hearted, and a contrite spirit, and humble himself before God, and God himself doing a work of grace in their heart. If God don't do that, they'll go to hell with religion wrote all over them. It's going to take the hand of God, amen, to work in our midst again. Amen. I was listening to the radio the other night. There was a young man preaching on there. I didn't catch the voice. I bet he was a real young fella. And buddy, you talking about preaching. That man was a preaching. He was laying it down just like it was. When he come down to the close of his message, he said, "There anybody in here that wants to receive the Lord as their Savior?" I said, "Just come on down." And directly he said, "Repeat this prayer after me." I thought, my God, how far have we got away from the old time way? Amen. And 1975, when I built and buried my head, I come under the mourner's bank, seeking God, the old time preachers that couldn't read their name in boxcar letters, but the Holy Ghost on them, I got down and slapped me on the back and said, "Pray on, son. I've got to hear you." They didn't try to get me to repeat nothing. And you're looking at one that just can't stand that mess. Thank God it gets my righteous indignation stirred up. You leave a sinner alone. It's between him and God. Amen. Let him get acquainted with God. I'm glad that. Hey, amen. As I was growing up as a young child, go to, thank God, a revival meeting, that little church where I pastor at now. I remember back then, they didn't have television. Amen. They didn't have a set of wheels to go down to Hardy's. A kid couldn't go out and hang out on a meeting night, so just everybody went to the house of God. I've seen that little building packed wall to wall all the way around, and more people on the outside than there was the inside. Windows raised, saints are shouting, bobby pins are flying, kids on pallets. I wasn't no little children church in the back. Amen. Them little kids laying there hearing the man of God preach and slobber all over them. Amen. And after a while, the man of God would make an altar call Thank God the door, the church had three doors, two in the front and one in the back. When the man of God made the altar call, he'd go out the front door and out the back, around the church, making an altar call. There'd be more people praying on the outside than there was on the inside. A preacher went around hitting them on the back saying, pray on. I'd go over and say, pray on. I wasn't no coaxing. I wasn't no Bible being toting. And nobody a reading to them. It was the Holy Ghost of God a working. He'll still work in the day we're in.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You know that's how I got in. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad these here modern fellas didn't come along. Thank God. I just mean enough and no better if one of them fellas come by the house with his Bible and the Roman road begin to read to me. You know what would have happened to him? I'd have thrashed his saddle real good and I'd have had more to repent of. Hey man, I know better than that. I know it took repentance. I know it took faith toward God. I know it took God doing a work of grace. It takes God to change a sinner. A man cannot change his ways. It takes y'all. Amen. Mark chapter 5. I only get about 3 if the Lord help me. Amen. I'm not going to try to take too long. God bless your heart, but Mark chapter 5. I will find there was a man in there that made his bed among the tombs. Thank God he had tried psychology, psychiatry, and psychos. And he tried down at the jailhouse. Amen. They put a little psychology on him, but they wouldn't nothing work. Had even put clothes on him. Thank God, but he wouldn't keep them on. Must have been a Baptist, because they couldn't keep clothes on. Amen. Like that. Thank God's great name, he'd pull them off and just stay in the same old way. But somewhere down the road, amen, somebody had been talking about Christ and what he could do. And Jesus got on the ship and headed across the sea. And here this old boy was out in the middle of the tombs, naked, lost. No doubt with scars all over him where it broke them chains. But thank God he looked out and seen a man step his feet. Hallelujah, on the sand of the sea. Thank God he made his way down to where Jesus was and fell at his feet. I'll say, if you find anything, sinner, it's going to be at the feet of God. You'll not find it anywhere else. Thank God you'll not find it in singing. You'll not find it in church activities. You'll find your peace. You'll find your joy. You'll find your deliverance at the feet of the Son of God. Hallelujah! At the feet of the Son of God. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. He come to open the prison unto them that are bound. He come to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, bless his name. Open the eyes of the blind. Thank God and give salvation unto the brokenhearted sinner.
Amen.
You just need to get acquainted with him.
Amen. Amen.
If you'd never got acquainted with me, you wouldn't have missed nothing. But if you miss him, not get acquainted with him, you're going to hell. I'm not going to put it like a lot of people are. I'm going to put it just like it is. It's either Christ or hell. Amen. No way around it. But God bless your heart when he fell down at the feet of Jesus, got acquainted with him. Amen. Thank God. He said, what is thy name? And the devil spoke out, said, my name, her name's Legion. How far there's many. He said, why have you come to torment us? How before our time? Today's a herd of swine over yonder. Suffer us to go over and get in them swine. Amen. A bunch of hogs. Thank God what you went and got in. And the Bible said they went down and got in the water and drowned themselves. It's strange to me that a hog won't have what a lot of people love. That's the devil. Amen. God bless your heart. Thank God the Bible said, thank God when the people of town come out, I found him clothed, fully clothed and in his right mind. What's that a saying, preacher? I say we've got a bunch of church folk not in their right mind. Amen. If it was, they'd be clothed. Amen. You preach that way at home, preacher, come on out sometime and find out. I get rough with them sometimes. Amen. I'm not going to spare them. God didn't call me to play. Amen. There's enough of that going on without me doing any of it. But when he joined himself with him, he said, Lord, let me go with you. Ain't something about when you get acquainted with Christ, that'll change your locality of where you want to go to. Amen. Them places on Saturday nights you used to love, they won't look too good to you no more. Amen. That church house you drive by on Sunday morning and cuss it every time you go by, if you really get acquainted with him, it'll be a drawing something in the house of God to draw you in. And that old preacher that you can't stand, amen, said all he does is just point his finger at me and just read my mail every time I come in. You know what'll happen? There'll be something in your heart that'll say, preach on. Old preacher, lay it out to me. Thank God you're helping me. I'm talking about getting acquainted with him.
Amen. Now you get acquainted with Toby Powers, this gracious man of God, and still go to hell. You can come and listen to him every Sunday morning and still go to hell. You can listen to me every time I get opportunity to come this way and still go to hell. You can come this week every night and listen to Brother Terry Pace, the gracious man of God he is. And, amen, go back and talk what about a good job he done. How the Lord really blessed him. By the way, while I'm right there, I'd like to say this. You know that's what preaching's got to be, day entertainment.
You're right.
The type of preaching that I do has become entertainment. And that's the kind, amen, I was raised on. Now you got to have these pipes real stiff. Never raise their voice. Have it all wrote down on a piece of paper. Ain't got to make sure they got every word just right, not to ruffle no feather. If a sinner don't, or a church member don't ever get their feathers ruffled, they'll never move.
Amen. Amen.
Provoke them unto good works.
Yes.
Reprove. Rebuke. Then exhort. With all long-suffering and doctrine.
That's right.
But this man wanted to go with Jesus. Jesus said, nope, said you go back home and tell them what good things God's done for you. You know, I can just about picture mine. You might, don't miss me. Let me just bring this out. I can about picture in my mind Mom and Daddy sitting down on the porch. I laid of an evening sitting on the porch in an old rocking chair. I just a rocking, looking up the road, and Daddy said, I see somebody coming yonder. Amen. I said, I believe I've ever seen him before. Mama looked real good. Said, I believe that's our boy. No, it ain't him. I said, he's got on clothes and he's walking better. I said, there ain't nobody running from him now. I got down just a little closer and Daddy said, well, I believe that is him. Thank God they run off the porch and met him. I threw their arms around his neck and said, well, son, what happened to you? I said, I got acquainted back over yonder with a man named Jesus. Amen. And thank God he got the demons out.
He gave me some clothes to put on and told me to come and tell you what good thing he had done. I bless his name tonight. That's who you need to get acquainted with. And tell everybody you meet how to get acquainted with him.
Amen.
I never shall forget Brother Terry Pace, first time he was on Lookout Mountain to preach. He was 13 years old. He come to Mount Moriah Baptist Church and preached that morning. I was at home just as drunk as a boot sock. My wife went to church that morning. Matter of fact, it was on our anniversary. She went to church that morning. She'd been going several mornings, several Sunday mornings. She went that morning, come back, and she never said nothing. She got back. But we laid down that night, and she said, "Well, I got saved this morning." I said, "God help, this house ain't big enough for me and you both." I never said nothing to her. She'll tell you I never said one word to her. I was glad to hear it, but I know that house wasn't big enough for me and her both. I reckon she must have found her place somewhere and begin to pray. Because 2 weeks later, I was in the same altar, seeking the same God that she was on. Amen. Thank God, God come by one night. Amen. I come in from work, I was just as happy as old saying used to be, as a dead pig in the sunshine. I come in on Wednesday night, amen, just as happy as I could be. I laid down in the bed, I went off to sleep sometime during the night. Holy Ghost come through that door, I never moved a knob. I walked across that floor, never left a print. Thank God got under that cover and never did move it. Got down in my heart and never left a scar. I woke up with the heaviest load of condemnation that a man ever had. And I made God a promise. I said, "Lord, if you'll let me live on a Sunday morning, I'll be at the house of God and I will repent."
Amen.
Now, hear what I said. I will repent.
Yes.
I didn't say I'm going to go down there and go to Sunday school. I didn't say I was going to go down there and join in the choir. I said I'm going to go down there and repent.
Yes.
That was the roughest time I ever put up in my life from Wednesday night till Sunday morning. Amen. Holy Ghost conviction will get you in trouble.
You're right.
God said, if you'll go over and get that old man of God to pray with you, amen, said, you can get saved now. I said, "Lord, it's night. I don't want to wake him up. Just a wrestling with God, wrestling with God." Amen. Didn't I? Ain't one inside that building where I work. You mind if I tell my spirits? I'm like, "Paul, I like to tell you. Thank God, outside that building where I work, it was a secret or a sidetrack. And it pulled a train down through and something hung out and took off about two or three pieces of tin. One night about 9 o'clock working second shift there. While I was under conviction, I called through that hole. I went out right between the Southern Railroad tracks, holding one in one hand. I down the other one with the other, down on my knees between them tracks, praying to God. And if somebody come along thought I was a fool, amen, but I was a woman. I'd have get acquainted with God. I was in trouble, and I needed help.
Amen.
It was me, oh Lord. It wasn't my wife's problem. It was me, oh Lord. And I like what Brother Toby said a while ago. It don't take God long to save. It takes you a long time to get you to where he will save you. I didn't get saved that Sunday morning. But I've been like most people, cried and felt better. But I know deep down in my heart that condemnation was still there. I prayed between them railroad tracks. I prayed literally in a hog pen, went down where the hogs were, got down in the hog pen and prayed.
got out and watered down about a half acre apiece. I wallered trying to find God. I went off down behind the house, crawled up under a cliff. I just as far as I could get trying to find God. Every time the church doors opened, I was in it. I praying and seeking God. Amen. I was trying to get acquainted with Him. You realize what I'm preaching? I get acquainted with Him. Amen. God bless your heart. One morning about 7 o'clock, I got up, got in the old recliner in the living room, and I fell out on my face. I said, God, I've carried this as far as I can go. Sink or swim, live or die. If I go to hell, I'm going to hell. I believe it in You. And what peace flooded my soul. Amen. Right there that morning, I got acquainted with God. Amen. I'm saying, if you'll get acquainted with God, it'll change your very being. I wish people would get that through their head. Church membership won't save you.
Amen.
Going to church won't save you.
Amen.
Even though it's good, it won't save you. Amen. Like this fella here, putting change on him didn't save him. Counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist, psychos, and all that couldn't help him. Amen. Putting him in jail wouldn't help him. Amen. Putting clothes on him wouldn't help him. But when he got to Jesus, he got the help he needed. And there's another man in there by the name of J. Iris. The Bible said he was a ruler of the Jews. That tells me something. That tells me that he must have been an up-the-up dude in the temple. In other words, he was a respectful church member. Every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, paid his tithe, boy, done everything right to the T. But when his daughter got sick, he knew there wasn't nothing in that temple to do him any good. I'm going to tell you something. When the day of judgment comes, you're going to find out there's nothing in the church that's going to help you. And you're going to have to get acquainted with Him.
Amen.
There He was, the ruler of the Jews. No doubt down in the temple. But when his daughter got sick, they give him word that she was fixing to die. He went to looking for Jesus. Amen. He had heard about Him. No doubt he had never met Him, but he had heard about Him. So he went looking for Jesus. And he met Jesus while he's down there. Ain't God coming down the road, said, "My little daughter lies over yonder. I'm nigh to death. Would you come and heal her?" Amen. I bless your heart. And along about that time, here come a woman. Amen. That had bad blood about her. Just like the rest of us. She had a blood disease. She went to every doctor in the world. Now, let me stop right here while I'm here. Back when I was lost, I went to a doctor one time, and that fellow was sorry in what I was. I was a drunkard, and he was a drunkard. And I'd go to him, and one day he told me, he said, "Son, ain't a thing in the world wrong with you that a good dose of God wouldn't cure." You know what I felt like doing? Smacking him right in the nose. "You dumb old sops, you worse shape than I am." But he was right. Wasn't too long after that till I got that dose of God. I didn't go back for a long time. When I did go back, I walked in with a smile on my face. I said, "Doc, you was right." I said, "All I needed all time was a good dose of God." And I'm going to give you some advice. You need a good dose of God. Amen. I'm saying God will cure your problems if you'll just get acquainted with Him.
Amen.
Here this woman was. She had been to every physician. She had spent all the money she had. Her Blue Cross and Blue Shield had run out.
Amen. All the SSI she could get a hold of. Everybody had said, no more, lady. We ain't giving you nothing. The doctor said, you ain't got no money. Ain't nothing I can do for you. Just go home and die. But she, the Bible said, but she heard about Jesus. And she said within her heart, if I can but touch the hem, H-I-M. It says H-E-M, but what she touched was the H-I-M. She got up and touched the H-E-M, but when she touched the H-E-M, she also got a hold of the H-I-M. I like that, don't you? And then she pressed her way through that crowd of hypocrites and got down and touched the hem of that garment. And the Bible said the virtue of the Lord come out and she straightway how she was dried up of that stench of blood. Amen. You know what she had done? She got acquainted with a healer. Amen. One time I went into work several years ago and was awful bad about having sinus headaches. And I run up on one of these modern dudes. Name it and claim it, you know. I walked through there and boy, my old head was just a busting. He said, you look awful down today. I said, man, I got a sinus, a headache, so bad I can feel a seam where it put together. He said, I'll tell you what you need to do, just claim your healing and God will give it to you. He shouldn't have said that to me that day. I turned around and I told him, I said, Jeremiah said, if God heal me, I'll be healed. If God save me, I'll be saved. That's what Jeremiah said. I said, if God don't touch this thing, I'll die with it. Amen. Claim it and name it all you want to. And for that day to this, he's never mentioned that to me anymore. If God don't move, I won't say this while I'm right here. In our local churches, such as right here at Grace Baptist Church, and what's Truth Baptist Church, and Black Oak Baptist Church, where I pastor at, if we don't have a revival inside the walls of the church, I'm not talking about one shutting down liquor joints, amen, though we need one of them. I'm talking about if we don't have one in inside the walls in our own heart, we are fixing to face some trouble. You and I need to be revived.
Amen.
You and I need to get better acquainted with Him. Amen. Thank God's great name. Bible said He withholdeth no good thing from them that walketh upright. Amen. If we'll walk upright and worship Him and adore Him and thank God, thank Him for what He's done. Amen. He'll not withhold any good thing from us. But then the Bible said, the Lord said, who touched me? And the disciples said, Lord, this whole crowd is phoning you, and you asked us, who touched me? Who touched you? He said, somebody's touched me, because I felt the virtue go out. He felt the healing go out.
Right.
Get acquainted with Him.
Yes.
Get the virtue from Him.
Amen.
Turned around, she said, it's me. It's me, Lord. I'm the one that you touched. Amen. Remember at this time, here stood Jairus at this same time. I believe this was really helping Jairus' faith. Because long about that time, there was a man come along and said, don't trouble the master anymore, for your daughter is dead. Now, that old Jairus looked and said, oh, my. But I just now seen what he done. And I believe if he can do that to her, if I can just get him over to my house, he can do the job over there. Thank God he told him just believe. I took him down to his house and the Lord raised his daughter. I'm saying if we'll get acquainted with him, we can see a change.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You remember they was, I said about three, but I guess might well get a few more while I'm here. I got further to drive, I guess probably in a year. I ain't worried about it. There was a man one time, a tax collector, IRS fellow, if you'll have it, crook, beat everybody he could, But something along the way knowed him, made him know he needed to get acquainted with Jesus. And he heard that Jesus was going to pass that way. So he run ahead of them and shinned up a sycamore tree. I don't know, but I'd like to think it was full of leaves. I'd like to think that little runt was up there. Hey, man, hid among them leaves where nobody could see him, just peeping through. And some reason or other, when Jesus got on that, I wonder why. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but when he got right on that tree, he stopped. He said, "Zacchaeus, come down." He just slid down that tree. Guess what the first thing he started doing when he got down? Repenting.
Sure.
Back then, they didn't have the Roman road. You know, when I got saved, I didn't even know there's a book of Romans in the Bible. So I bypassed that.
Amen.
I'll tell you what we'll do if we can get them on the Damascus Road. That's where the deal works.
Amen.
Get them on the Damascus Road. Get them acquainted with the Damascus Road. Then the Roman Road will fit in place.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with the Roman Road. It's just been used the wrong way.
Sure.
Get them on the Damascus Road where the light of God shine on them. And when the light of God shines, reveals himself. But old Zacchaeus slid down. He said, "Lord, if I've wronged anybody, if I've took anything by false accusation, if I've done anything that's not right," he said, "I'll repay them fourfold." God bless your heart. He was in a repentant business. He was telling God, "If I'm wrong, I'm no good for nothing. I'll just tell you right now, it's you and they're nothing." Thank God. He said, "This day, let me go to your house." He said, "For this day, salvation has come to your house." He got acquainted with God. I'm telling you tonight, I don't have many here that's lost. It's not none of my business. But if you're lost, you better get acquainted with Him. There was another man. We'll find, and I'm trying to hush, trying my best to. Sometimes it's harder to quit than it is to get started. But there was a man, the Bible said, thank God, by the name of Nicodemus. God bless your heart. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was a real educated man. I no doubt he knowed the law backwards and forwards, sideways and everything else. But he knowed there was something missing in his life. Amen. He wasn't mad enough to come out in the daytime and see him, but he come at night to see him. Thank God. He said, "Master, we know thou art a man sent from God. No man can do these miracles thou doest except God be with him." And he said, "Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again." Amen. Thank God. Nicodemus didn't understand that. He said, "How can a man, when he's old, enter into his mother's womb and be born again?" All he could think about was the natural things. But the Lord said, "Marvel not, and I say unto you, must be born again. Unless you're born again, you can't see how the kingdom of God. Unless you're born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God." I'm saying Nicodemus that day got acquainted with God.
Sure,
Brother Hurst told me. Just get acquainted with Him. Acquaint thyself, now thyself with Him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. And there ain't nobody in this building that ain't wanting a good life. The Bible tells us how to have it. You get acquainted with Him. Sure.
Please stand with us. You need to come tonight. Maybe you need to come get acquainted with the Lord.
If you could know all there is to know, and you could go everywhere there is to go, and do everything there is to do, but But if you've never taken time to pray or known the joys of sins washed away, you'll never know till it happens to you. No mortal tongue can e'er describe the joy that Jesus gives, or how it feels down deep inside when in your heart He lives. Even if I find the words, my friend, to tell the story that would never end, you'd never know till it happens to you. You may wonder just how I know Jesus lives way down in my soul, and how I know He'll see me safely through. When to your heart the blood has been applied, when your soul is truly satisfied, you'll really know when it happens to you. No mortal tongue can e'er describe the joy that Jesus gives, or how it feels down deep inside when in your heart He lives. Even if I found the words, my friend, to tell the story that would never end, you'll never know till it happens to you. Beyond the portals of time, there's a beautiful land, a world of God's glory unfurled. And by the grace of God, I someday will call it my home. I never miss heaven for the world. I never miss seeing Jesus. I never miss seeing loved ones we've known here below. No, I would never trade forever for a few days down here. I never miss heaven for the world.
Thank you.